too. So I'm gonna go ahead and hit the button. Hi,
Hit
button.
the button. What does the button do?
The button's driving me crazy today, is what it's doing.
It reminds me of the episode of Dexter's Lab where Dee Dee just goes around and goes.
Yeah.
Except she does it while on tiptoe, like ballerina style.
Yeah. Well, of course she does, because that's what Dee Dee does.
Well, yeah.
Okay, hi, peoples.
Hi, everybody. We're talking about Dexter's Lab.
Because it's cool. Ooh, playback error occurred. Thing. Thanks, YouTube. Let me refresh this just to make sure.
Because cartoons are awesome.
Okay, we're good there. Thanks, YouTube.
Although that also kind of dates us in terms of how old those cartoons are.
It's all good. Alrighty, I am good to go whenever you are.
Alrighty, I will set down my scissors and I will set down my interfacing so that I can do the thing. There we go.
Please do the thing.
All right, counting this down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, Potters, welcome to episode 206 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Welcome from waterlogged Texas, where we are all
Yay.
stuck inside.
It's probably a good thing we're stuck inside.
That is true, because at least with it being as wet as it is outside, the mosquitoes have nothing to eat.
Yes, thank God.
Which is also another reason I can't work on my props outside. Aside from the fact that the humidity is basically going to prevent all of my adhesives from actually setting, I also don't want to be snacked on by mosquitoes while I am sitting there spray painting.
This is the downside of not having a hard freeze is that a lot of those things did not die off before spring really hit, so now they're out in abundance, which is great.
It did get quite a bit colder on Friday night, but it was not a hard freeze.
No, it was only like
So.
in the 50s, so that's nothing.
Oh no, it was 39.
Was it? No, for me, it only came
Oh
down to
yeah.
50.
Yeah, the low was 39. But it still was not enough to kill anything except maybe my motivation.
Right.
But hey guys, we know that you are all probably stuck indoors. If not in your abodes, then they're basically telling everybody to stay away from other people like us.
Right.
So, of course, what are you going to do? You're going to talk about costumes and cosplay and all of the fun hobbies that are not the really depressing news that we all see on TV and hear on the radio.
Every single second of every day.
Yes. And normally we would be talking about AllCon at this point.
Right?
And Bob's got updates on that.
But that didn't happen. I'll take
Yet.
over from here. Yeah, we don't know what the status is. So in the midst of all of this COVID-19 stuff going on, AllCon and their team decided that it was okay to still go ahead and go with the convention. That was the initial plan. And we respect them, and they're very thoughtful and thorough about, researching and making sure that it was the right decision for them, it was the right decision for the attendees and for the guests and whatnot. So AllCon was going on as of Thursday. They had their opening event, they did all their Thursday stuff, and then sometime late Thursday evening, Tarrant County, as well as Dallas County, and I think just immediately afterward, a couple others in our region, issued an edict that said no gatherings of 500 or more. And at that point, that pretty much sealed the deal for having to close down AllCon. So AllCon was officially closed at about 11 a.m. Friday morning, which meant the rest of the convention did not happen, which is very unfortunate for us, because we spent so much time putting together that cosplay contest every single year, and it's something that we couldn't foresee that was going to happen, and we didn't really have a backup plan other than, I guess we just don't have the show. Okay, what now? So as it stands, AllCon's trying to figure out what the next step is going to be. There have been talks about having maybe a 1 or 2 day event in July, which that would be fun. We might be there, we don't know yet. Or it may be that they just wait until next year. The great thing is that the vast majority of the vendors and quite a few attendees were like, hey, keep our money for the badges or for the tables, we'll just be back next year. Which is great, because that's a big thing. When it's something like this happens, when you're in the middle of an event and you have to close down because the city or the state said you need to close, you're out a lot of money. Insurance only covers so much, And this would have been a huge hit for AllCon that they may not have been able to recuperate if the vendors and if attendees didn't say, please keep our money so we'll come back next year. So that's awesome for them. In terms of the cosplay contest, we don't really know what's going to happen yet. As it stands, my space is still full of all the prizes. They're just kind of chilling here. If it ends up being that we do have a July event and we're invited there, then we will be using this as our prize pool. Done and done, no big deal. If we need to stash this until next year, cool. We'll figure out what to do at that point because this is a lot of stuff for Val to store for a while and she would like her space back pretty badly. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep everybody up to date through the podcast, through social media, and whatnot. It kind of sucks to not be able to meet Hoku props because I was looking forward to that.
I
But
was
that's
too.
okay. That's okay. Things happen, stuff happens. Just make sure to support your local conventions as best as you can. Donate to them if you can because a lot of them are having to cancel all of a sudden and they're not going to be able to make money. And this is what they need in order to keep going to produce a show for the following years. Support your local artists. Do what you can to follow those hashtags. Get on Twitter, get on social media. Get onto Etsy and Store Envy and buy their things so they can stay in business because a lot of artists are going to be hurting right now. Convention season is where they make their money. They're not making their money.
Yeah, please do shop online. A lot of the same artists that would have been in the Artist Alley and Dealer's Den for AllCon do have online shops. Even if it's not necessarily Etsy, some of them have their own websites, some of them sell through other vendors, but most of them do sell quite a bit of merch online. So we do encourage you guys to support them, as you know, you can still receive shipments through places like Amazon and such, so commerce can still take place, and it will really help those vendors out.
So yeah, it sucks. It is what it is. It was an interesting 24 hours between Thursday night and Friday morning and the Friday afternoon trying to get everything settled and figure out. It's been a messy, messy week. But I know staff is doing the best they can to help everybody out, to get answers out there. They were very responsible in answering people as quickly as they could, given that they were also doing cleanup at the same time. Like they had moved into the hotel 2 days prior, and then it's like, okay, you got to immediately pick up all your things and get out.
Because court order basically said you can't be here anymore, which means all the stuff they brought in had to leave with them or effectively be abandoned.
Yeah, and it had to be a pretty immediate turnaround, so it was just like, oh goodness. So yeah, that's the mini update for now, and we'll just keep everybody appraised of what the next steps will be. For certain, the prizes ain't gonna sit and go anywhere. They're just gonna chill here.
Including the cash. We did not take the money and run.
No. They're chilling in their spot. They ain't moving anywhere.
Yep, so fingers crossed that hopefully they'll be able to have their mini event in July. And of course, we will keep you guys updated on that. Also, keep an eye on AllCon social media for the most up-to-date news. And, you know, if we do hold it, then we hope to see you guys
Yeah. All right, so those are my cosplay updates because I haven't been cosplaying.
Unfortunately, that is pretty much my cosplay update as well, because I had spent most of my time getting ready for AllCon stuff and getting our materials together so that we could put on the show. And when that didn't happen, well, other things in life also took over at the same time, along with the whole orders to quarantine oneself and stay away from other people and not leave home. So basically, I have been stuck at home for a long time. And with that, it's also been raining for the last week,
Yeah.
every day, so that I can't go out and work on, say, a corset that requires spray adhesive because it won't set. In fact, it's actually still raining right now as we record this outside my window. Tomorrow is going to be the first day that I would have the chance to work on stuff. And tomorrow, of course, starts the work week again. So it may be a little while before I can get to that. But I will also note that for those of you who are watching this live, this probably won't be applicable for those who see the recording of this. McCall's is actually having a sale on their website right now
They are.
for out-of-print patterns. And they have quite a few of them. Normally, they'd be $21. They are $1.49. So, if you are looking for something to do in your quarantined state, and you're looking for patterns, you can go to McCall.com. They are not sponsoring us. I just happen to use their patterns and get them for a pretty good price. It's the same price you would effectively pay in like Joann's on a good sale day. Mm-hmm. So you can go do that. I also spent some time on Kamui Cosplay's store because some of her items, including her pattern bundle, are on sale as well for a pretty good sale price. So I may end up spending a little bit of my birthday monies and go get myself some of her patterns, because for those of you who have not made armor, you can make a gauntlet pretty easily. The arm is pretty cylindrically shaped, or shaped like a cone. It's not difficult. Okay, greaves and, you know, thigh protectors are a little bit harder, but it's still pretty much a cone shape. Try making a breastplate when you have curves. Try making pauldrons that are anything other than normal, because that's the way anime does things. And video games. Those things are hard, yo, and it's really hard to get a 2D shape like foam to fit into a 3D shape like a sphere. And she has a fantastic set of patterns. So I think I may end up spending the last of my birthday money and getting some.
Going Ape appreciates the note because she said, "I love you guys," heads over to McCall's.
I was browsing because I was looking for some other patterns to see what may be coming out. Mm-hmm. Because now that we're actually into spring, we have actually passed the official first day of spring. I was hoping that their late spring patterns would be out, because early spring came out, I think, a month and a half ago. It's been 4 to 6 weeks since their early spring patterns were released.
Right.
I know for sure that Firefly Path said that she is working on one that will be released.
Right.
And she was showing the preview for that. So it's like, okay, I know that there are new patterns coming out. I also saw that Shinka Studios was also collaborating on a new set of patterns that may be coming out. So I was just looking at that going, ooh, more cosplay patterns. Let me go have a look. And that's when I saw McCall's sale. Sadly, Simplicity is not having a sale.
They are, actually. They're having one on their dresses.
Oh, they are? Ah, so it's specific patterns.
Specific patterns. But they have a really cute selection of dresses this season, so it's not a bad opportunity.
Indeed. So head over to those stores if you would like. Remember to check out other fine cosplay establishments online. Please do support all of these small businesses if you can. You know, I fully intend to do so, just so that we can keep the cosplay community strong.
Allie posted, I think there's a new jumpsuit pattern out by McCall's featuring Melinda Chan.
Oh!
Should be good for a Shiro, Voltron, or My Hero cosplays.
Is that out on their website? Because when I checked for their costumes category, I did not see it.
I don't know. I have no
they may not have
clue.
They may not have it posted on their website yet for purchase.
Time
Unless I just
Google.
Missed it. Because I just looked this morning, but it was earlier this morning. So who knows? But either way, that is a good sign. I think I have two different suit patterns. I know I've got Yaya's and I've got Riddle's. And I tried Riddle's and it did not work for my body shape very well. Or at least the way that the pieces were cut. I was having trouble assembling them and getting them to fit smoothly. So I may try Yaya's. We'll see. And if, you know, maybe I'll try the other one.
I see that they are printed, and she's with Shinka Studios, in one of McCall's books, but I don't see the actual pattern number.
Right. That's what I was looking for that. So that I could know what to look for when I go into stores, because I know that when you go into craft stores, they tend to be a little bit behind.
Right.
On getting them into the stores physically, especially when it comes to the newer patterns. Mm-hmm. So I basically have to wait like 3 to 4 weeks and then they'll get them into the stores.
Exactly.
But that's okay. I'm certainly not in a hurry. You know, I'm going to be here for a while. And heaven knows my apartment is an absolute disaster because I have multiple projects going on at once as I just rotate among things depending on what the weather and my motivation levels want me to do.
Valid response.
Yeah, I've got my ironing board out right now. So the thing I am working on is actually about 20 feet that way, sitting on the ironing board, and it's got a ton of pins in it. So I didn't want to move it because I will find them with my feet.
Yeah, you will. It's a guarantee.
Yeah.
If it has pins in
Already
it,
built
you'll find it
out
with
one.
your feet.
Yeah, and these are the long silver pins. So it's not, no,
Those
don't
hurt.
wanna. Yes, they are very sharp.
I love those pins, but they hurt so bad.
I always prefer the long pins because it's easier to get them in and out of fabric and to hold more fabric at a time. So I don't like the little short
The short pins, I don't like those. Also because
pairs.
they're too thick too, so they tend to leave much bigger holes in the fabric.
These are the little ballpoint pins. They're
Yeah.
like an inch long. I don't like
I
these.
don't like those at all. Unless I'm working with something that's a much thicker fabric, then I'm more okay with it. Like if I was doing it with some type of fur, cool. But most of the time, I use the very fine, almost needlepoint thin pins, specifically so it doesn't leave a bunch of holes in my fabric.
Yep, I use 2-inch long pins. They're much easier to find too.
Yeah.
You're less likely to leave one in the fabric, which I have actually done in costumes before after I was done.
They
I
also
have
really hurt.
I've accidentally left pins and seams before. It was not my finest moment when I found them.
Oh, I bet that was entertaining.
Well, let's just say it's a great way of getting spots of blood on your costume.
Yeah,
That's not what you want to do. You put the blood, sweat, and tears into the costume beforehand, not on the visible parts. Just saying.
Yeah, and quilting pins. I'm a big fan of the quilting pins too.
Yes, I actually do have a set. In fact, those are the ones that are sitting on my work table right now, are the quilting pins.
I'm trying to get better about using those little plastic clips because I have a whole set of
Yes.
them, and I'm getting better about utilizing those instead of the pins, specifically because I'm so tired of pricking myself and leaving a trail.
I try and use something similar to those when I'm working on foam, but I put like a hard metal ruler or something down on it first so that it doesn't imprint on
Indent.
the foam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gone that far yet. It's just using it on fabric because I know it's not going to leave a print.
Indeed. Speaking of foam and fabrics and cutting things and
I
working on
know.
things.
This is going to be exciting. So wait, I was going to have this big reveal, but I'm just too lazy for that today because I'm really, really tired. So let's go this way. This way is the best one. So Val's going to have a very fun unboxing for you. I got me a cricket.
It is a joyous occasion.
It is a very joyous and momentous occasion. I'm going to have an unboxing video of a Cricut Joy. This is a present to myself because I've been having a really horrible life lately. So yay! Come join me as I play with my new Cricut Joy. Yay! I hope you enjoy. Yay! So here in front of me, I have the Cricut Joy. Huzzah! And it's been a long time coming since I've wanted one of these machines. Now I have one of these machines. Yay! So let's go ahead and start unboxing the sucker and see what this is all about. Exciting and a little intimidating. Mostly intimidating. Good gravy. Yeah, this is a tiny machine. It's a plastic wrap tiny machine. Very simple. Just says open me. Before we do that, though, let's see what else is inside. There should be a cutting mat. And then the power cables, of course. Then, oh, one of them. Oh, this is horrible. I hate it when they do stickers. I know that this is the cool thing to do now, but I don't like ripping things. Genuinely bothers me. Oh no! I like to keep things as nice and clean as possible. Oh, look at that. So simple. Let's get started. So to go through the setup, we actually have to go to their website and download the program. And to do the test setup, they actually have a piece of vinyl in here as a sample. The blade is already in the machine, which is nice. And it'll teach me how to create these items and so much more. Very simple setup. There's no instruction on here, which is a little disturbing. So here's the other cutting. Okay. Ta-da!
And I ended up buying a second one. So this is supposed to be for standard grip. There's a light grip one for some of the finer products. I bought one of those. However, there is the warranty in the FTC statement. Intended for indoor use only. Gee, I wonder why. And don't put near water. Also, gee, I wonder why. It's pretty straightforward setup. I mean, go to website, download program. And then all is well. So, well, first things first, I guess we need to unwrap this because we gotta plug it in and install it, right? Taking out my trusty junky scissors because I don't have a blade to use. Oh, we have passed the point of no return. I can't return this now. It is officially open. Nice, and it's so tiny. So yeah, this is definitely not meant for larger projects, it's more for smaller projects, but the one thing that interested me in this was that it could do up to 20 feet continuously, and I do a lot of designs and embroidery and filigree that have long strips, so that's part of the reason why I went with this compared to the other ones. Okay, so now we're going to do the fun process of getting everything set up. I went ahead and downloaded the app, and it's immediately connected to the app. I'm already at the point where I can actually, like, test a cut with this, so we're gonna go ahead and follow all the steps here and get rid of the pen. Boop! I'm all about the flower, so let's go with the flower. Hit next. As it loads, confirm the blade is set in place. Clamp closed. Pretty sure it's closed. It looks closed. Insert the smart vinyl under the guides and up against the rollers to do something. The rest of the instructions are not listed there, but that's fine! So this is the smart vinyl. Oh, that's cool and scary. And to start the cut, tap go. Here we go. And it's cutting! This sounds like a dead printer, doesn't it? But it's doing the thing! Test cut complete! Great job. To continue, tap unload. And then that's it! It just says remove the cut image from the backer. Whoop. Oh my! That is ridiculously detailed. Alright, so let's see what we can do next, so... Hang with me.
Okay, so now that the video is over, you can finally see the final product. Hey, I bedazzled our bags for AllCon that nobody's going to be getting for the time being.
Yet.
Not yet. And what's funny is that even though Cricut has this whole design studio where you can buy pre-made stuff and then you can use that to do, I've been making all my own things because that's what I do. So that's why we have customized bags now. Yay. And other fun things that I will be doing, such as making my own paper succulents. In so many different colors and shapes and sizes that I have no idea what I'm going to put them in because they don't even fit in my weird little Oddish, so go fig. But I even make like my own little paper dandelions.
You can make what they're calling a wall garden.
Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that.
You frame it and then just kind of have them hang over the frame. It's almost like a water garden, but just up on the wall.
Right. So that's going to be one of the things, but maybe even use these as nice little accessories on gift cards or gift bags, because it's so easy to toss these together. I have not been buying any patterns. I've been making my own stuff because, hey, I know how to do graphic design. That helps. But yeah, I'm really very much enjoying this new toy of mine. It's got a lot of applications for me. I know it's not going to have applications for everyone. For me, because I do a lot of long stencils and applique and embroidery, that's usually no wider than this. this will be ideal for me. The Joy is only 4.5 inches wide, so if you need something of a much bigger space, get the larger bottles. Definitely don't get this one, because this one's tiny for a reason. But it also does up to 20 feet of continual cutting, which is ideal for me for the type of work that I do, because I do have stencils that are sometimes a little bit unreasonably long, because it's just easier on me in the long run. So yeah.
They're only a little unreasonable.
Just a little unreasonable. Not insane unreasonable, but just enough unreasonableness to be like, Val, what are you doing? So yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm going to have fun with it. People are naming it already. I don't know if I want to name it, and I'm afraid of like designing it or stenciling it, because if I end up upgrading, I want to be able to sell this one, and I don't want to have a bunch of stuff on it.
You can. You get the, what do they call them? Vinyls. They're stickers that are much easier to remove. They're almost like window clings.
I'm still very hesitant to do that, though. Like, I don't dress up my sewing machines or any of my other things, so I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that quite yet. I'll maybe name it Jiminy Cricket. That would be appropriate.
There you go.
I do like that one, Wave Rod. I might do that.
I mean, my sewing machine came pre-stenciled because that's how Walmart does things, so I didn't really have a choice in the matter. I prefer plain stuff myself, but, you know, I'm not going to complain it was $99.
Yeah, like, and I just like things to be nice and neat and clean in case I end up reselling it. Like, that's my mindset.
Definitely.
But we'll see. This may just be I keep this forever, and then when I do upgrade, I keep this one too.
Yep. And like Val said, they do have larger models. You can get the Explorer Air if you need more space. And then they do have one other model above that as well that I think does 8 to 12 inches.
I think so. And that would be the Maker.
Right.
That one is really awesome with cutting fabric of multiple sizes and varieties and lengths and widths. So definitely want to go for that one if you want to go super overboard on the cosplay level.
Right. And that one, you don't have to back the fabric to cut it.
Right.
The Explorer Air, you do.
You do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that lovely unboxing. It was a very fun hour to play with that thing and figure out what the heck I was doing. And now I'm customizing all the things.
It's usually fun to play with new toys.
It is, especially when it's technology related. I love messing with technology things. Technology things that craft is even better.
Indeed. Well, do we have anything else for this episode?
That's it for this episode. And we're right at that 30-minute mark. Yeah.
Rock on.
Hoo boy.
All right. So, of course, if you would like to join in the conversation with nicknames that Val could name her, Cricket, you're welcome to list them on any of our social media, which, of course, you can find here.
In the corner. I'll put a Facebook post up saying, hey, name my Cricket. Maybe I'll make a stencil for you. There you go.
Alternatively, if you want to keep the favorite Nick Cage movie thread going, you're welcome to do that as well.
Absolutely. That's like going to go on ad nauseum.
But otherwise, we hope you guys are all staying safe out there. Remember to love each other. And of course, happy cosplaying. See you next time.